Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Happy duty, folks. Another Glory Days with PJ and Jim, the PJ and Jim podcast. This will probably be a relatively short one because PJ and myself are very under the weather, aren't we?
Very under the weather.
We don't like to talk about it, but we are suffering.
Yeah, as usual, I've brought down the tone in here. Jim was feeling great. He was feeling good. He was up to his old tricks again. Looking forward to the weekend. I came in sick, which you're not supposed to do in this day and age. And I've polluted him. I'm so sorry.
I've been infected by PJ Gallagher. It's like an episode of The Last of Us in here at the moment.
It is. I'm like a mushroom head. You know them mushroom headed zombie yolks? That's what I'm like
a crawler coming in.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I actually did feel bad about it.
No, but I tell you, are you, what am I asking this for? Are you a good patient?
No, you out of your mind. Oh my God. I was sick. You know the way Kelly's been like since she got pregnant? She's like, because she gets sick in her Boston accent.
I don't remember eating that.
Yeah, whack-a-mole. Yeah, all that sort of crack. Yeah, like, and then I got sick one day, you know? Mm. And this wasn't even this week. This is a few weeks ago. I'm getting, it's very stressful for me. And people don't realise how stressful pregnancy is on the man. It was actually the day we found out we were having twins. I was like, mother to Jesus.
In fairness now, that's probably going to be a shock by anybody's standards.
Yeah, and then I was lying there and I got about an hour of, because I was lying there going, and then I went, and then she got all upset because I went, she goes, is there anything I can do for you? I was like, you can get me the other blanket from the room. And then she came in and she goes, Jesus, you're such a whiny little bitch, she goes. A whiny little bitch.
Brilliant.
I've been watching you get sick for the last God knows how long.
Yeah.
And I get sick one day.
Not even a day.
Sure.
Mind you, in fairness, there is a very, that, you know, generally speaking, the sort of male response to illness, especially this kind of illness.
Yeah.
Like, for example, if, you know, if Yvonne is not well or whatever and she's getting up in the morning and I say to her, how are you feeling? She might go, I'll be grand or whatever. Right.
Yeah.
If I get up sick in the morning and she'll say to me, how are you feeling? I'm like, awful. I didn't sleep a wink. I feel terrible. I hope I can make it to work.
Oh, the lads, when it comes to exaggeration. You know that way.
Yeah.
And the way lads make everything sound like it's the worst. Remember I had to go and get my root canal done in my mouth?
Yeah.
And I was there.
That was
your root
very
canal.
Entertaining.
And I was there, have you ever had it done? And every lad I met, you're fucked. It's like getting shot in the face by ISIS. It's like getting shot in the face. It's like someone sticks a grenade in your mouth and blows your fucking jaw off.
And you know, 75% of the time it doesn't work and you have to get it done again.
And you have to get it done again. And yeah, and he puts a stool in your mouth to hold it open. He does. He puts his elbow on your head and he pulls all your teeth out.
I have to confess, I waded in on that.
Yes, he did.
Mine was for purely personal entertainment.
Yeah, and people try and scare the shit out of you. I don't know what it is. And it's the same as when lads go into the doctor though, and we flip side completely.
Right.
So you're talking to your other half, or you're talking to me, or whatever.
Yeah.
Jim, what's the story? Are you sick? Oh, Donna, I've never felt like this. I'm gonna die. I've got a flutter in my heart, and my arse keeps burping, and my elbows are wiggly. I've never felt pain like it. I'm gonna die. You go into your doctor. Doctor, what's wrong with you? Well, it's probably not that bad. You say that, it's just a little bit of a flutter. And bit of a noise.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, I wouldn't have been here. Only she was happy.
Yeah,
she was happy to call me, though.
Yeah,
I was saying, looking to be grand.
To be honest,
pass.
Yeah, I'm there. So every fella loses control of his arse every so often. It's just the way life is. No big deal, you know.
Yeah.
And we play it down then.
It's so weird, isn't it?
You know, yeah. I don't know what that is.
Have you ever ended up in one of those situations where, it's a lad thing, right? Where, you know, if you're sitting with a group of lads and somebody says something about an ailment, you know what I mean?
They say whatever.
And immediately then you get into that downward spiral. Outpaining somebody else.
Yeah.
I tell you. You think that was feckin' bad. You want to see that time that I had my shoulder chopped off.
Yeah.
Oh, was it? You had your shoulder chopped off.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, virtually the same.
It was a
paper cut the full way along.
Yeah, the whole way from, the whole way from my collarbone to the tip of my shoulder. So an inch, yeah. You know that way.
Yeah, outdoing each other for the pain stakes.
Or they try and say they had what you had, but it was worse for them.
God.
So do you ever say, I had, angina of the liver. And they go, I had that. And they go, did you? Yeah. And then they say something. So it goes like this then. So it goes, did you have the thing then with that when your legs start burning up and all and your knees get real hot? And you're like, no. Oh, he did.
Yeah, that was the worst bit.
But you're like, that's
that
not the same thing.
Lucky for you, you
didn't. Lucky for you, you didn't have it. And did you have the one where your skin goes green and all? Skin goes green. Yeah, your skin goes green from the belly up. And everything from under there goes all red. Like there's too much blood.
You probably had the normal one. I had the extra strong one.
Oh, yeah. My doctor said it was the most severe case of liver amnesia that he's ever seen in his 73 years of being qualified. That's what he said.
Yeah, I'll tell you what he said.
Oh, you got away lucky. You got away lucky, yeah.
What?
Yeah, they removed me hair now.
It's like a badge of manliness.
It is, isn't it?
The fact that, like,
to say you suffer.
Or whatever. I have a mate as well who's constantly doing this thing about not taking pain relief or getting operations done or something without local anesthetics or getting or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
He
had to put the needle right through my eye. You know what I mean? So he said, "I'm just going to numb." I said, "Don't bother numbing it. Don't bother numbing it. Just do what you have to do. That's all."
Do you know what gets me about these fucking Egypts, right? And this is always the same. I've always noticed it with these people. These hard men, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, you take and salt, but then I wouldn't put that piss in my blood.
Yeah, I don't take antibiotics, you know what I mean?
I cut my finger there when I was young, for a cut it there, and I thought that could get septic, you know? So I just got the saw and cut the whole hand off. That's why they call me Stiffy, you know? I don't care about any of that, you know what I mean? I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And then they're the same lads, like you're sitting in the pub and they're giving you all that, and they only had 3 heart attacks, and the first 2 I didn't even go to the doctor. I just thought I was after getting indigestion. And then I walked to the hospital, 20 miles it was, and the doctor says, "Fuck me, you should be dead." I says, "You know, you're lucky I didn't kill you for saying it." And then the same fella looks outside and goes, "Oh, it's still raining." "Fuck, I'm not walking home." And that. Stick another point on, Jerry.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like,
freezing, isn't it? I thought you walked 20 miles to the doctor with an after heart attack.
Yeah, but it was in July.
I mean, I had a cold on.
The same fella, well, he's afraid to walk in the rain. You know what I mean? The exact same fella would go, "I couldn't believe it. I woke up this morning, it was chilly. Oh, the cold, what the hell? I just coming out of the shower and it's cold. I can't be handling that."
We are a bag of contradictions, aren't we?
Oh, big time. Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
It's unreal, yeah. Like, with everything.
Yeah, across the board, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and the greatest thing about lads as well is that you never, no lad will ever acknowledge that about himself. You know what I mean?
Oh,
if you were to call any of them out on it and say, "But you sure took me..." That's different.
Yeah, that's different.
No. What? And then they slag you. Do you hear him? He's compared and walking in the rain to having your tonsils taken out through your belly button.
Yeah.
He hasn't a clue.
Or they say something completely different. "Go on, you walk out in the rain then. Go out and have your point in the rain." I never said... Go on, take your jocks off now. Go out in the rain. That's not got to do with anything. See, you wouldn't do it, would you?
Yeah, you see, you're all mouth you. That's your problem. You're all mouth.
Of course I wouldn't do it. I never claimed I'd do it. Yeah, well, neither did I. You fucking idiot.
Because that is the obligatory wrap-up as well.
What are you talking about?
The obligatory wrap-up is always, "You fucking idiot."
You fucking idiot.
That's the end of the conversation.
Yeah, I've decided this is the end of the conversation.
God,
here's what I have to say. You fucking idiot. Everybody, next subject, please.
Yeah, moving on.
Next subject. Anyway, my leg, I cut it off because I was bored. And,
Actually, I suppose you could say there was a number of medical matters.
There was
a number of bodily functions on the show this week.
Yeah.
Some of the best bits. Obviously, the big news of the week was PJ's announcement with his lovely partner, Kelly, that they're having twins, no less.
Yep.
Due in about 6 months' time or thereabouts or whatever. And so there was a couple of opportunities. We got a chance, obviously, to meet Kelly on the show, to meet the mum, so to speak.
Yes.
Just to try and get some sort of sanity.
Yeah, I know. They're great that you're your partner radio. Yeah, wait, you hear what his first question is. Well, man, it's positively rude, if you ask me.
And also, we had a couple of kid-related stories. A story came up just by coincidence during the week about the impact that kids have in a household and how much they rule the roost, which was music to PJ's ears.
I don't know. I've suddenly, without even having kids, I understand why there's such a thing as a man shed.
Exactly. And also, again, not kid related as such, but certainly bodily related, there was an interesting story about Kerry Katona.
Wasn't it? Whoa, and a plumber. I mean, it was shockingly inappropriate, but I still actually do feel kind of sorry for the Egypt, you know?
It was very funny.
Yeah.
So you'll get to hear that again. And then there was an interesting wrap up on the whole kind of revelation about Kelly and PJ expecting twins. Because naturally enough, it was the first time that Kelly had been on radio, and she wanted her folks to hear it and all that sort of stuff, which they duly did, and didn't have quite the response that PJ was hoping
for. Let's just say I don't get the feeling that the family are looking forward to meeting me. Let's just leave it. I just don't get the feeling.
Yeah. Have a listen to it, and you'll kind of get the gist as we go along.
Yeah.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
PJ is becoming a dad, not just once, but twice. Twins on the way for PJ and his lovely partner, Kelly, who is in the studio with us. Kelly, welcome along.
Hello, nice to be here.
First of all, obviously, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
very
and
excited.
Then, and you know, welcome to the studio. Although it does kind of feel like you've been in the studio many times before because PJ's impersonation of you is so accurate.
Yeah, I'm going to be a mama. It's going to be unbelievable. You're not going to believe my nose. I got 20s coming. Y'all dudes better check it out.
See that?
Oh my God.
It must be.
I mean, really, I just wanted to come in, not to announce the twins, but to set the record straight for my accent. It's really not that bad.
It's exactly the same. Nobody knows which one of us is talking.
Anyway, to the news in hand. So, as I say, congratulations. So, how are you feeling about it?
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, the first thing that PJ Googled when I told him the news was what age can babies legally ride a motorbike? So that was very reassuring.
Yeah.
And since then, it's kind of, you know, he's only reassured me all along the way. I've been quite sick during the first trimester and he really took very good care of me. So
good. Glad to hear. And of course, and then you were saying that you had to tell your folks that this was all happening.
Oh God, yeah.
Were saying was a kind of an interesting conversation.
Yeah, so I mean, my folks haven't met PJ in person yet, and I guess they didn't know too much about PJ, so I was a little bit nervous, particularly to tell my dad that I was pregnant, you know, just protective father kind of. And because I think the only things that they knew about PJ was that he'd been in a mental hospital pretty recently and that he had a big fight with Conor McGregor on Twitter. So, but my dad took the news well, thank God.
If that doesn't scream father material, I don't know what does.
Two little prongs on the way.
Wow, what an introduction. So you guys, you're going to be heading over to see your folks fairly soon, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, at the end of April, we're going over and he'll get to meet my whole family.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, my whole big Boston family.
So that's why I know exactly how to talk to these people.
Come here. You've got to tell me this as well. How are you feeling about the idea of having three children?
Yeah. You know, I'm already taking care of the big baby all the time.
Yeah,
so.
I suppose it is a preparation of sorts, really, isn't it?
I'm feeling confident. Yeah.
Now, and the other thing then I need to ask is, has it gotten that far yet where there's been discussion about names or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, really?
Oh, I've loads of names, but like Kelly's just not going for them. Weird. She's a weird attitude about names.
Like you have to like them and stuff?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and then doesn't want them to be...
What is he suggesting?
Well, there's been a couple of hard vetoes. So the first ones that he came up with were Evil and Knievel and Harley and Davidson.
They've been vetoed.
Yeah, those were a hard no from me. And then we had a really great recommendation that PJ really loved, Jake and Steven, if it was two boys.
That is pretty spectacular.
That's pretty spectacular.
Two little whistlers.
Yeah, I'm not going to punish them for their whole lives
exactly.
like that.
Exactly.
So. If I had to live through it, then so should they. You know what I mean?
I tell you what I'm not hearing being knocked on the head, PJ and Jim.
I know.
And PJ can be, you know, that can be gender fluid. That could be either one.
Penelope Jane.
Yes.
You know,
do you know what I mean?
Pineapple juice.
Just saying.
No kid should be called pineapple juice.
Right. Again, if you're just tuning in, he's becoming a father.
But there's actually an app that PJ found that's like Tinder, but for baby names. So you and your partner download the app. And I think it's an Irish app because there was loads of Irish names on it. And I think there was like 10,000 names. And when you both swipe yes to a name, it's like, okay, you have a match. I think we swiped through 10,000 names and we had like 5 matches. So.
I know, yeah.
So it's going to be quite the contentious. Well. Yeah.
It's actually called Kinder, believe it or not.
Kinder.
It's a great name. And so I assume all the kind of other preparations are kind of getting into swing now, are they? Because you're going to have to, it'll be all the accoutrements, which for somebody like you who has... kind of tried to adopt a somewhat minimalist approach
to life,
to housing.
All I want is a bowl,
furniture,
man.
That's
a bowl and a knife and fork. I don't need anything else.
There's going to be a hell of a lot more.
Yeah. So, I mean, I try not to overwhelm PJ with too many details. I've kind of, you know, I've got my to-do lists and my lists of equipment and things that we'll need. I try not to overwhelm him too much.
You just get told each day, just a little bit.
Man, you wouldn't believe.
Well,
all you hear is names. It's like when I talk about motorbikes to people.
Right.
You know, we walk around Euro, baby, and Kelly's like doing, oh yeah, I just want to have a look at the Kitty Bouncer 930 by the Vista Company 5. And you're like, what are you talking about? She goes, it's a buggy, it's a pram, it's a whatever you people call it over here. You know,
wow.
And you know, it's like...
Actually, that's the other thing. I mean, obviously, I assume your motorbiking days are going to have to be... Well, it's going to have to be serious sidecar stuff.
Yeah, you shut your dirty mouth. I was thinking that we just stick them in the panniers. Like, I was honestly... Harley used to do a
weird pizza delivery, is that what you're trying to suggest?
Well, you know the way you see lads with their dogs and the little goggles?
Oh, brilliant stuff. Yeah. Anyway, look, congratulations, Kelly.
Thanks so much.
And congratulations to you, big man. I mean, for all of the slagging, of course. It's a brilliant...
And you, Uncle Jim. You get to be a babysitter all over again. You get to be a godfather.
Taking babysitter applications.
Well, I'm going to also just take this moment to announce my retirement from the show.
I know you're gonna need that time for us. I know, Jim. Thank you very much.
Morning Glory. Weekdays 6 to 10 with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe.
On the Seriously Addictive Radio Nova.
Kelly Catone, I tell you, there's a plumber that went to her house and he's very lucky to be not just alive, but to have a job today.
Really?
Yeah, she was chatting. You know, she does this Wheel of Fortune podcast with Alison Spittle, right? So she came in to do her story.
That.
Yeah, they do this podcast together and she was saying that a plumber came around to her house and, you know, she was like, what a bit of disappointment done that, whatever it is, or she needed a new shower. I don't know. And then she went into the next room and she got a text from the plumber that said, I can confirm she's got massive tits. They're lovely. And she was like, that wasn't meant to be sent to me, was it?
I was assuming that you might have vocally bleeped that, but that's okay.
Oh no, that was said in context. That's what he said. He says, I can confirm.
Commas.
Oh yeah, and then of course she was like, oh my God. And he's like, you can imagine him.
She was in the next room.
She was in the next room and he just goes, so she walked out and he went, yeah, come on, that massive tits.
Oh my God.
And then of course as soon as he sent it, he must have panicked, you know, because you do, you know, you go, no, I didn't.
I didn't realize.
Oh, it is.
I didn't realize they were in the house at the time.
Yeah, in the house, yeah. So he had to come out and he had to give her a very sheepish apology. And she reported the incident to his employer. But in fairness to her, she said, I don't want him sacked. Like, don't sack him. You know?
Yeah.
He might be an idiot and he might be a dirty fecker, but like, he doesn't deserve to be sacked, she said. So just give him a bit of a, you know.
Two things that strike me about that, right? One is, and I don't know why, but for some reason, the idea of a plumber calling to Kerry Katona's house sounds like the start of a Bluey.
It does sound like, it does. It's like like the Blue movies we used to see when we were younger. They all had these weird stories, doesn't it?
I don't know why that is, but the idea of just a plumber calling around to Kerry Katona.
Yeah, oh, it is. And like, unfortunately, I haven't got any way of paying you today. Is there any way I could put a deposit? Is there anything I could do for you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can think
of something to do with me pipes.
The other thing that strikes me is when you have an OnlyFans site and you suddenly put it out into the public that somebody says you've got a fantastic set of attributes.
Yeah.
It does sound like a weird kind of publicity thing. Do you know what I mean?
All of a sudden a plumber arrives around.
Well, no. The idea that you'd put it out there that somebody said that
about
you.
That the plumber said
while you are actively making a few bob out of, you know, potentially displaying
As if you mean
your
like,
conveniences.
You mean this, like, thank God the plumber said that. By the way, what the plumber, he also texted me again to say,
you too can see them.
You too can see them at onlyfans.com, whatever, for a 16 quid a month or whatever it is. I know what you're saying, yeah.
So it kind of might, especially, you know, the whole kind of, now look at, I'm not, you know, I told his employer, obviously, because I'm, you know,
it's outrageous.
I don't want people thinking that of me, but you can check out my OnlyFans.
I don't want him sacked. What I do want is a 6-month subscription to my OnlyFans account that I can see. Thank you very much.
That'd be kind of a weird one.
Yeah, it's good, I suppose.
Embarrassing nonetheless for your man.
Have you ever done it? Like said something?
No.
Or,
you mean
God.
Just in general? Any type of text?
Oh, yeah, any type of text where you send it to the wrong person or you do the wrong... Oh, I never forget it. I was doing this show on RTE. I'll never, ever forget. I wanted music in the background, the Walk of Life music for a Jake Stevens thing.
Yeah.
And this fella rang me. I swear to God, Jim, he must have rang me 5 times Do you have a track with, well, can you, you what way do you want it? I'm there, it's a backing track. Play the feckin' CD and I'll do it. And he's like, right, it's just that we don't have a definitive. Do you have a part, do you want it played? I was like, oh my God, download it. Whatever you want. And then I gave him a CD. Right, it's just the CD we have. We're still not, I was like, and then the phone rang again. And it goes, just to check about the, you know, the backing track. And I went, I was my agent, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I was there. Is that idiot, Derek, again? 5 times that tick is after calling me about this. I mean, I actually can't believe it. Tell the effing idiot that just to play the DVD, like the CD, he's as honest to God, he just doesn't get it. He's a moron. And he goes, no, this is Derek. Richard... I just said Richard had called me earlier. This isn't Richard. I was like, oh my God. I was there. I can't believe it. Like, on the phone.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And it was back in those days. I just pulled the battery out of the phone and left it on the ground.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
You know the way you're doing extensive refurbishments to your home currently?
Currently, yeah.
As in trying to make it
trying to make it livable. You want to see it? Oh my God.
Saw a little video of it earlier on and...
the rain.
But yeah, and this was inside.
Inside,
the rain was quite something.
What I think is amazing about my house is it saves up the rain. So when it stops raining outside, it's still raining inside.
It's brilliant, yeah. Yeah. It's kind of, it's like the rain equivalent of storage heaters.
Isn't it? So
they just,
handy.
They just release them when it goes dry.
Yeah, so handy. Just like bends everything around the place, yeah.
Anyway, so you're doing all these extensive, you know, developments and refurbishments on the house, you know, giving it a spruce up and sorting it out and
before
fixing some problems.
Before these little things arrive,
well, you see, that's where you're making the mistake, man. Doing it now. You need to wait. Put it all on hold until they arrive and can have an opinion on it.
I totally disagree. I completely and utterly disagree. For those of you wondering, there's a what Jim's talking about is a... apparently kids nowadays rule the roost when it comes to big family decisions. Like 89% of people with kids say that they consider it important that their kids and youngsters get a say in matters like decorating the house and grocery shopping and all.
Grocery shopping?
Are you out? Well, okay, I'm more on board with that one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's because
why can't we have,
that's
like,
'cause you'd just be saying to them, make sure she gets the jellies, right?
Yeah.
Tell her jellies are a... Trust me, that's one of the food groups. Yeah, I read that. Yeah, I'm your dad, I know.
Jelly animals and Easter, and we want Easter eggs on toast for the morning. You know? Yeah. I'm into that.
Chocolate. Loads of chocolate.
Loads of that.
Yeah.
Scrambled cream egg.
That's why you're on board with that.
That's why I'm on board with that, but come on.
But you don't want your clontarf for residents to be looking like some play school.
Absolutely not. I mean, unbelievable. What do you want? I live in clontarf now, Jim. I don't want my house designed like a hippo's arena. You know what I mean?
Hippo's arena.
Well, whatever it is the children like nowadays, you know.
I've heard of a giraffe centre. A hippo's arena actually sounds slightly rude.
That's what we have in Clontarf. Giraffe centres are for the more common child. The hippo arenas are, you know, better.
That would be, okay, there's one, you could, little bit of leeway maybe for the room they sleep in.
No.
I mean, let's face it. What
do
you mean no?
No, even they're not
you
allowed.
You had your... I don't know, your Action Man wallpaper or whatever you had.
Yeah, poster.
God knows,
yeah,
actually.
But Tremiel will like that as well. You know what I mean? They'll have Pepper. Yeah.
Did you
pig.
Have Action Man wallpaper? Yes, in the dining room.
In the dining room? Actually. No, but I don't agree with it. I really don't. I mean, fair enough, but there's nothing worse. Those kids' rooms are awful. You know,
you wouldn't even let them have their own sort of, like, if they turn into... What happens if... Because one of them's a little girl. What happens if she's a mad Peppa Pig fan?
Peppard the pig, we call it in Clontarf. That's exactly the problem. You don't want pigs on the wall.
And anyway, especially when she starts talking back at you like that.
Kids wreck your gaffs anyway. They'd be walking around with crayons, drawing huge rockets and all and things and scribbling and everything.
Yeah.
They're going to have the place wrecked regardless. You know what I mean? I'm going to be exhausted.
So you don't feel they should have an input into the... I have to say, and that I agree
I'm not
with
into celebrating kids' creativity at all.
It could be very dangerous to allow them to have a major say in how your house is decorated.
Why do you mean, why?
Well, like, I mean, you know, although have you, see again, I'm sorry, man, but I do keep coming back to the fact, I do feel a lot of it would kind of fit with your personality. Like if they suddenly decided we shouldn't have a stairs, we should have a slide or a fireman's pole.
I'd be into that. That's allowed, yeah. That's definitely allowed.
Well,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, be into that. And especially because they probably wouldn't be strong enough to climb up the pole right. with no stairs. And, you know,
you'd
be
you'd get there first, so you'd have more goals.
You know, can I have a go? No, go to bed. Shut up. I'm playing with your ma. But I'm not into this, like, you know, celebrating children's creativity. You know, we weren't raised with that, Jim.
Yeah.
We weren't raised with that. People saying, look, look, my ma celebrated my creativity. Look what happened to me. It's a ridiculous life. Oh, yeah, I want them to be down, like, you know, different. I want them to be wearing three-piece suits on 11, sitting down studying political interludes or something. That's whatever they do.
And, well, you want them to go old school. Actually, to be fair, I suppose you will have to bear in mind, as we said, that you are a Clontarf resident. And as a Clontarf resident, you know, they'll have to go to the rugby club. And
keep you want them here.
They'll probably have to join the yacht club.
Ah, Jim.
I assume you do have a yacht club.
Right beside us. Right beside us. And you want to hear me.
That's going to be amazing.
You want to hear.
Coming home going, has anybody seen my boaters?
Jenny, I was just looking to, have you seen my...
My dubs?
Yeah, or
are my dubs anywhere?
What are dubs? You're such a moron. Slip-on loafers. Yeah, I know you want to hear, like, she's going, because she's like, oh, hey, I'm from Boston. I'm a working class chick. No, don't take no silly business. You know, I had to work to get where I am in life. And I'm like, going, hey, yeah, when your kids are coming home, I'm going, I was just at the cricket club with Finto having some Heineken's. Oh, it was absolutely the absolute greatest horseplay of all time, Mum. Unbelievable fun. I can't wait till you meet.
And then on the way home, just for jolls, we kind of threw things at poor people. It was really hilarious.
It was really funny. Like, Schnochter hit this homeless guy with an egg right in the face, and Milshawn and myself and Cork and Millish were just like, ho, ho, get a job.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Still loads and loads of congratulations and best wishes and all that sort of stuff coming in. And there was flooded yesterday.
Oh,
so
loads.
Like, Kelly must have been delighted.
Oh, and congratulations by all accounts weren't just for me and Kelly. Oh, no. We went home last night.
Right.
And then we were like, you know, sent Kelly the audio of what the show was. Yeah, sent her to her parents, you know.
Oh, because they're in Boston.
Because they're in Boston.
Yeah,
they don't live here. They live in Boston.
Yeah.
So they listened to the show and the whole lot. And then we rang them, you know, video called them and all.
Delighted that she was on the radio.
Delighted she was on the radio.
Broadcasting to the nomination.
With her news and all. And then it started. Ah, it was so good. Oh, we're so proud of you. And you're fantastic. And oh, my God, isn't Jim just amazing? I mean, he led you so well. You can tell he's so experienced. He asked you all the right questions. And yeah, I mean, because you were very nervous, right? And then you got this guy, and he's like, he knows how to get the best out of you. And we were all afraid PJ was going to say something stupid. And it was just so good to hear Jim, and he was so good with you, and you were so good with him. And I mean, he's a really experienced guy. That's obvious. I mean, he's obviously been in the game a long time. And what's up with that other Donald Duck MRF-er? What sort of voice was that he was doing about you? That's just stupid. When I get my hands on him. You know,
oh my God.
And I was like, yeah, okay, I was here, you know, I'm literally here, by the way. I'm not only literally here, I'm not only literally the father, but I was literally on the radio as well. And they're like, oh yeah, I know, but Jim is just so experienced. You could just see the experience, you could hear it. It was
harsh.
Like listening to Velvet. It was just a guy, a master, getting the right words. You know.
That was harsh, though, because it's literally, it's your radio show.
No more than it is yours.
And your kids.
Yeah.
And you are just being blanked.
Half an hour of Jim is just the nicest guy. And then Kelly's like, oh, he's such a cool guy. He put me so much at ease. You know, I thought PJ was going to, he kept saying these stupid jokes. I thought he was going to say something embarrassing. You know, and thankfully he
so
didn't.
The worry was you were going to say something to ruin the moment.
To ruin the moment. Ruin the moment. That's what they were saying, yeah.
Oh, that's harsh, man.
Yeah.
When did you become a Donald Duck M&F-er?
M&F-er. That's, yeah, that's what I'm, yeah. Apparently that's what our family were saying. And what's way, when that MRF, Donald Duck MRF-er gets over here, we'll be having words with him. Why are you there? Yeah, quack, quack, quack. He's shoving his shagatash.
Donald Duck.
Donald Duck, they called me. Yeah.
Wow.
And there's, and you want to say, it just went on and on.
I tell you something, you're going to have to film everything when you go. This is going to be what would it be? The third sequel to Meet the Fockers.
I know, I swear to God. It's just like that. Well, the thing is, when I get there, they're going to be there like, where's Jim? And then he didn't come. Ah. Oh. So we're stuck with Donald Duck then for the weekend. This is going to be great. What a celebration. Yeah, yeah. You know, like, this is going to be it. Like, you sure that Jim...
WhatsApped in to say it's like listening to Moe from The Simpsons.
Oh, oh, man. It was unbelievable. And it just went on and on. He's so good. He's so cool. We listen to the show over here from time to time. I mean, it's on very early for us because it's the time difference. We listen to the podcast. But that Jim guy, I mean, he's just... it's great when he talks to people that aren't PJ because he really gets the best out of those people. And I'm like, all right, it's great, isn't it?
Well, you know, I'm trying to think of what your contribution was yesterday. I mean, obviously, we know
not very much.
We know what your contribution was a few months ago.
Yeah,
Wow.
Yeah. I know. Yeah,
that's I mean, on your own radio show, man. To be dissed.
Not even dissed. The opposite. They always say the opposite to love isn't hate. It's indifference. That's what they say. You know, and it was pretty obvious. They loved Jim and they were very indifferent to me. It was just like, thank God that idiot didn't say something that embarrassed the family. You know, we could never go back to Ireland again. It's bad enough already that you're going out with that prawn-backed potato-faced halfwit. But thank God. Thank God Jim was there to make it all okay.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There you go, folks. Some of the best bits from during the week on Morning Glory. And hopefully, depending on when you're listening to this, hopefully you're enjoying the hoopla of the St. Patrick's Day kind of festival or weekend or whatever it is.
Absolutely.
Mind
yeah,
you, if you've only gotten around to listening to this in June, that's going to sound a bit strange.
Yeah, what the hell?
What's going on? Yeah. What happened to Jim?
It's the weirdest bank holiday day. Those lads have lost it completely. But yeah, but we do hope you're having a great week. Did you ever think when we started doing the show together all these years ago that we'd end up doing a podcast that was almost entirely about children and babies?
I know, yeah, I know. I
say, what has the world become?
Well, I mean, whatever about the prospect of it, I certainly never thought it would be with fucking you.
I know, neither did I. I mean, seriously.
Like anything could have happened, but my God, that's, you know, I certainly didn't contemplate you.
Tell me about it. It's very irresponsible. Very irresponsible.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, do you know actually something? Very shortly, we're going to be celebrating 2 years here at
Radio Nova. Yes, we are on the 1st of April, yeah.
1st of April. And they said it wouldn't last.
And they said, oh, I tell you, look at that.
And we managed to cram quite a bit into that 2 years, would you say?
Certainly did. I mean, in fairness, most of the drama was brought from one side of the table.
And technically, your 2 year celebration isn't for another 3 months.
3 months, yeah. It's great, isn't it? You know. It's amazing, isn't it?
Although I will grant you do pack a lot into your time.
I certainly do.
You may not be here all the time, yeah, but while you are here,
pack it in. I think I'm the only person, by the way, you've ever worked with that mental wellness doesn't really suit. You know, I was a lot more functional when I wasn't well, you know.
Yeah.
I stayed out of trouble a lot more.
Easier to control when you were highly strung.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, there was a lot more anxiety. Kept me in line. I'm up to all sorts of mad shit now.
I don't think there'll ever be a greater line to finish a podcast on.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.